When someone rings the doorbell, why does the dog always assume it's for him?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My children loved superhero stories and superhero jokes, like why couldn't Batman go fishing? Because Robin ate all the worms. Okay, I promise I will never tell that one on the radio again. I did tell my kids a hero story that made them laugh. It's a true story out of San Francisco. A man wanting to rob a downtown bank walked into the branch and wrote a note with about 10 spelling mistakes. This is a stick-up. Put all your money in this bag. Then he began to worry that someone had seen him write the note and might call the police. So he left and crossed the street to another bank, Wells Fargo. After waiting a few minutes in line, he handed his note to the teller there, our hero. She looked at his spelling and thought, I don't think this guy is the brightest light in the harbor. I'm sorry, she told him. I cannot accept your note because it was written on a Bank of America deposit slip. You'll either have to fill out a Wells Fargo deposit slip or go back to the other bank. The man said, okay, and left. The would-be thief was arrested a few minutes later, waiting in line at the bank across the street. Well, many of us love to imagine doing something heroic like that, lady. We roll out of bed Monday, put our face on, and trundle off to work, where we spend the morning trying to remember what we were avoiding doing on Friday. Then we find ourselves daydreaming. Flames leap from a building. Sparky is still inside, a lady screams as neighbors restrain her. You don your cape and leap over a tall hedge, crashing through the front door to emerge with Sparky in your arms. You hand the poodle to his thankful owner and the house collapses in flames behind you. The Poodle Breeders Association awards you a pink ribbon. You wear it and you hit the cover of Heroes magazine. Then your boss shakes you awake. Hey, Sparky, get to work, he says. And you remember, I'm just an ordinary person. Our Laugh Again hero of the day is an ordinary person. Tony Marie Norman from Richmond, British Columbia, Canada, wrote to tell me her story. One night, I was outside enjoying a cup of coffee on the deck of my second-floor apartment. Suddenly, I noticed a big, burly man coming across the lawn headed for the apartment below me. He began hollering. Then, I heard a scuffle and cries of help. Are you okay? I shouted. She's fine, the attacker replied. So I leaned over the railing and yelled, I know it's an intruder. Help is on the way. The crook walked out onto the deck below me. I grabbed a heavy hanging flower pot and waited. He was looking for me, but he didn't think to look up. I raised the pot high, aimed carefully, and let it go. The flower pot hit him smack on the head. When the police arrived, he was still a bit wobbly. I was named the Flower Pot Lady from that night on. I also made a new friend and found that my neighbor below was a Christian, too. We salute you, Tony Marie. Sometimes it takes less than we think to make a big difference. If you doubt me, here are 6 ideas to help you be a true hero this very day. 1, encourage someone. They need it. We need it. 2, show hospitality. 3, put others first. 4, be kind. 5, listen. 6, simply be faithful. 1 Peter 4:8-10 says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. Live this way, and there's going to be nothing ordinary about you at all. God will do extraordinary things today. In fact, you'll likely find out that He delights in using cracked pots like you and like me. And sometimes He uses flower pots too.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.